Welcome back to War Room Live, everybody, on the Alex Jones Network. My name is Tiffany, and I am your generally referred to bubbly little fairy of doom, broadcasting to you live from Northern Kentucky, where we are out here getting out the vote for Congressman Thomas Massie in the 4th District. I am going to be wrapping up my segment in the next 4 minutes. We're going to talk about all the ways that you can participate and help in this initiative, because what we're seeing right now in Kentucky is the most expensive race in American history for a district-wide primary. We have AIPAC and Israel-aligned billionaires, three of them to be exact, that have spent nearly $15 million to unseat the most popular member of Congress by approval ratings on both sides of the aisle. The man that has been serving the American people relentlessly over the past year as he's gone up against monsters, literal pedophiles, and all of Congress to do it, and the administration. So right now here in Kentucky, we're watching a 5-to-1 spent where we have these three billionaires that have never been to Kentucky, have no ties to Kentucky. Most of them are not from this country, that are spending millions of dollars so that every one ad you see from Thomas Massie, you're seeing five of theirs. And we've come here to try and make sure that people realize that you can't buy these elections, that we're here to ensure that you know where you can go and vote, how you can vote, how you can see the candidates. Well, one of them, how you can see Thomas Massie, ask him questions, and then get to the polls. I want you guys to understand that being here on the ground, it's been pretty crazy, I guess. I don't have a good word. There's not a delicate word here. It's been a wild ride to see how much they have blanketed this district in just blatant illegal propaganda. And when I say illegal, I mean it, because many of their ads have created deep fakes of Thomas Massie saying things that he has never said about issues he's never referenced, which is a crime in the state of Kentucky. But they're buying them in other states and they're just broadcasting them here. So we'll see if anyone's ever held accountable. What we want is for all of you to understand the role you have to play. If you are here in Kentucky, we want to see you. I am here joined by dozens of massive creators from across the internet. We're going to be here hosting events and broadcasting all weekend long. Today is the first day of early voting. And one of the ways that the vote is being suppressed here in Kentucky at the polls is that just a week ago, they changed the polling locations so that none of the locations that were on the ballot that these Northern Kentuckians got in the mail are accurate polling locations anymore. They did it under the guise of ADA compliance, but in reality, it was designed to ensure that the people that went to early voting would fail, because there are very, very few early voting locations. And unfortunately, those are the days that most people can vote. It's easier to vote on a Saturday than it is on a Tuesday. Right. I think that people should be allowed to take off work to vote. My employees can take off work to vote, but not everyone can. So for those of you here in Northern Kentucky, for anyone online, I want you sharing this link. You're going to go to thomasmassie.com/vote. Or if you are in a district here in Kentucky, you can go to your county name, thomasmassie.com/Kenton, thomasmassie.com/Boone. Okay. And you can find the real polling location you need to visit today, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can find it, you can share it, you can tell everyone online. We don't want people driving 45 minutes to the lone early voting location they have. Again, bad election laws here when it comes to access and the ability to register, right? We don't want people driving 45 minutes to a location that's not there and missing their opportunity. So everybody should be sharing this website, telling everyone how to get out and vote. If you're here this weekend and you want to come visit, you want to come see us, tomorrow night we're going to be down in LaGrange, where we're going to be hosting an event that is on Thomas Massie's events page at his website. Saturday morning, Lisey Steakhouse in Covington, we will be on the roof from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with creators and Thomas Massie. You can come out, you can see us, you can talk to the candidate, and then you can go to the polls. Just after that, we're going to be heading to Thomas Massie's headquarters in Florence, Kentucky, where we're going to have a rally with Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, and Thomas Massie, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And then Saturday evening, we're going to be going to Turfville? We're going to be going to, I'll post it, Turfway, where we're going to be watching the Belmont Stakes, because this is a horse racing town. For everybody that joined me today, I can't thank you enough. I need your help getting out the vote tomorrow night. I'll be here with Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, and Thomas Massie live in the War Room. Thanks, everybody, so much.
Make a massive